Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, Fred Nelson for a community comment. On Wednesday, April 6th, the Times-Standard newspaper carried an article regarding Humboldt County's approval of a mental health contract with Traditions Behavioral Health located in Napa, California. The contract is tagged at $4.3 million and continues Humboldt County's search to hire six or more psychiatric nurses and physicians for the next 14 months. The County Board of Supervisors had previously agreed to a contract with the same company in 2015 for an amount of $3.5 million. My question is, what kind of return did we receive on the original 2015 investment? The article states that the board did not discuss the 2015 contract or the staffing issue in great detail at the meeting, with Supervisor Mark Lovelace calling the staffing issue an ongoing process. I agree with Supervisor Lovelace and do not necessarily disagree with the renewal of the contract with the firm, Traditions Behavioral Health. I do question the lack of information provided to the general public about the progress, setbacks, or problems associated with the initial expenditure of the $3.5 million. After all, this is a large amount of money, and regardless of what department or budget the money comes from, it is still taxpayer expenditure. Just what was accomplished during the original contract? The new contract is increased by $0.8 million. Why is the amount higher? Is a longer period of time involved in the new contract? Did the county increase the demands? Was anyone hired during that first year as a direct result of the initial contract? More basic information as to what progress is being made always makes the taxpayer a bit more comfortable when looking for results from such a large investment. I think all of us realize that mental health problems exist far beyond county lines, and I agree with Health and Human Services Director Connie Beck, who stated that, quote, "It's not just our county, it's a community issue," unquote. I can remember years ago when fire departments were very much autonomous, in other words, narrow-minded, in some communities. If a conflagration occurred across the line in another fire district, the crew would refuse to cross over and would sit and watch it burn. Along came a thing called mutual aid, which is no more than inter-community cooperation, which has saved millions in lives and property over the years. No one unlocked a secret formula, only a common sense was applied. Law enforcement has followed the same path. History has recorded police chases that stopped at the county and state lines because of the lack of jurisdiction. Now, police and fire departments exchange mutual aid on a regular basis. No department has lost its identity as a result. There is no reason why other city, county, and state agencies cannot do the same. Fred Nelson for a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.